This is the American Ag Network Week in Review. In the show today, Rusty Halvorsen gets us caught up on the week's top news.
We begin this week's podcast visiting with Jason Schwantz. He's Senior Vice President of Refined Fuels for CHS. Okay, where are you based out of, Jason?
I am based out of, typically our office is in Eagan or Embry Grove Heights, but due to the pandemic, my office is now out of my home in River Falls, Wisconsin.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. The topic is impact of COVID-19 on the supply and demand for refined fuels for spring planting. And as I understand, I haven't seen them myself, but there's been some concern among farmers, perhaps on social media, that supplies, demand, we could be in trouble because of the situation. Can you give me, Jason, an overview of what our supplies are looking like and whether those rumors are substantiated?
Yep, I can. You know, at CHS, one of the core things that we focus on is safety. We want to make sure, you know, that everybody is safe, everybody that works for us, our customers, the cooperatives. We want to make sure everyone is safe. And going through this, you know, agriculture, transportation, and the energy industries have been classified as critical infrastructure. So we're classified as critical infrastructure, and what we're seeing out there is a drop in gasoline demand. And it is a little bit worrisome, this drop in gasoline demand, because refineries make gasoline and diesel fuel. And in order to get that diesel fuel to where we want to make sure that this spring harvest or spring planting season goes really well, we have to make sure that product moves and continues to move. And we're actually seeing that on the Senex system up there in North Dakota, coming over from Montana. It's, you know, slowed down some, but the infrastructure is holding together really well, and product is still moving really, really well up there.
Okay, now logistics, drivers, trucks on the road, how are we doing there? A lot of diesel being burned up as we try and restock some of these grocery stores shelves too during spring planting and ahead of spring planting, since the weather's not cooperating so far. How are we looking for logistics?
Logistic-wise, if you go from a trucking standpoint, things have been going very well. Here at CHS, we do have plans, you know, if people were to come down with COVID-19, that we have drivers that can fill in. You're seeing it. There's extra demand on the grocery stores. If you look at it, there's products running. Springtime, you know, planting is starting, and people are starting to fill their tanks. But the I'll also speak to the infrastructure of the pipelines. The pipelines are moving really, really well. We haven't had any issues with that yet. We do also have backup plans in place, though. If people do get sick, we have, you know, backup operators ready and waiting to make sure that this infrastructure keeps moving.
Okay, Jason, my next question. Have you seen or have you been asked for any changes in delivery of products? Say a farmer wants to fill his tank but not sure about having somebody on his farm. Have you heard any requests like that, or are you addressing potential concerns as we fill up those tanks on the farm?
We haven't seen any come in, but we are practicing social distancing when we're filling these tanks. If you look at it, we probably aren't going to go to the house and drop off a bill anymore. It's usually the co-ops that are doing the deliveries, but I know most of them are practicing social distancing and leaving maybe the bill right at the tank as to avoid contact with people. You know, delivering the product, but not going, you know, up to the house anymore. Not really any requests. We're just trying to do it proactively.
Yeah, and kind of you pull into the yard, you honk the horn, you wave, they look out the window, and you just go about your business.
You got it. It's not really a lot different than it is before. A lot of the deliveries were done that way before. You know, each individual co-op does it differently, but really not a big change there. I don't think there was a lot of contact anyways.
Has your job changed much, Jason, now that you're sheltering in place in Wisconsin?
You know, my job hasn't really changed. I'm a very social, outgoing person, and that part, staying at home with my wife and four kids, are we getting on each other's nerves? Probably a little bit. I also am a farmer on the side,
okay.
And my mom lives on the farm. That's actually in Plainview, Minnesota. So actually it has changed there a little bit. I'm actually trying to avoid her. She's one of the high-risk people. She's 76 years old. She's had a kidney transplant.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get down there and get some of my farming things ready, but I'm kind of holding off, you know, giving her some time. So.
Yeah, yeah. Now, when you talk about farming on the side, how far off do you think you'll be in your area for being able to scratch around in the ground and get some seed in the ground or product out there? What's your best guess, do you think?
My best guess is probably that last week in April. It's still mm-hmm. pretty wet down there. I think we need some warmer temperatures. It's nice to see a little bit of rain come and maybe pull that frost out of the ground.
Yeah.
I think you're kind of looking probably that last week in April.
Okay. What crops do you focus on, Jason?
I mostly plant corn and beans. There is a packing company, and once in a while I will plant peas, but I don't have any on the schedule this year.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Well, is there anything else, Jason, something I might have missed that we should share with the listeners out there?
You know, with the listeners out there, I just want to say, you know, make sure your tanks are full. This is a good opportunity. One thing that's come out of this is some lower prices for the farmers. You know, I think you're seeing our premium diesel has a good value. We're providing, you know, good product out there, and actually this is some of the best pricing we've seen in a time. So I would recommend people, you know, get your tanks full and get ready for that spring planting season, and it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, reach out over the phone or online to the local co-op, and like you say, take advantage of it while we can. Again, that's Jason Schwantz, CHS Senior Vice President of Refined Fuels. We also visited this past week with Charles Barron. He's the Chief Innovation Officer and co-founder of Farmers Business Network, and he's based in California. Farmers Business Network is an independent farmer-to-farmer network, and they've got a new program to support family farmers amidst all our market turbulence, farmers entering the critical planting period, and also in the middle of a coronavirus pandemic. And today we visit with Charles Barron, Chief Innovation Officer and co-founder of Farmers Business Network. And Charles, you are based in California, and you are sheltering in place.
Great to be with you, Rusty. Yep, I'm calling you here. We're all locked down at home. Kids have been at home for the last few weeks doing homeschool, and so it's a new world, but we're adapting to it. And you know, fortunately for FBN, we're used to working remotely and online, and so we've been able to make the transition pretty smoothly. But when you have to send several hundred employees, you know, from an office to home, all of a sudden it's a big transition for anyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, FBN over the next few weeks is going to be extending a range of special pricing offers on a lot of different products. Can you tell us what you've got going on, Charles?
Yeah, well, you know, firstly, these are just totally unprecedented times, and, you know, they're hitting many industries, you know, quite hard. But, you know, the farm economy and our growers and our members are not immune to the market shock. Certainly, people are feeling it through the price reductions in corn that we've seen this week here. Ethanol demand has been really struggling. So, you know, this is making its way to the farm, and we want to make sure that our farmers, who are the folks that this country is depending on right now, can get through this in the best shape possible. So we went ahead 2 weeks ago and started reducing prices across the board. So on our chemical lineup, we slashed prices in our seeds, our FBN Direct chem program, and our F2F genetic seeds. We've slashed prices up to 15%. So, you know, as folks are going into planting, they were already anticipating a late planting. So many people had delayed purchasing and had delayed their purchase decisions. And then they're dealing with this yet another shock to the market in terms of affecting their acres and how they're going to plant it out. So we wanted to be right there with them. So we went ahead and cut prices.
Yeah, and safety first and foremost priority, and that's kind of the beauty of FBN, because farmers do have that flexibility to order their inputs online via the phone, and then they can, as I understand, schedule delivery or pick up their chemical and seed orders at one of FBN's 70-plus local hubs. And, in fact, you were up in Rugby, North Dakota not too long ago opening up one of those hubs, I understand.
That's right. That's been the biggest new thing we've done this year, has been rolling out our hubs. We have well over 70. I think we have about 84 operational now across the United States. We have a number more in Canada. And, you know, what they do in the U.S. is they allow growers to pick up product locally, so they can order online and then have no shipping charges because they can pick up locally from a hub operator. It also lets us go into business directly with our members. These hubs are primarily owned and operated by our farmer members. Now, we've gone through extra lengths to make sure that people can get inputs in the safest and most hygienic way possible. We've seen a big change in the last couple of weeks. People have been saying, hey, we really don't want any visitors to the farm right now, or anyone who doesn't need to be on the farm. We want to make sure we're safe and protected. So we've done extra sanitation and cleaning in all our facilities. We're getting equipment and protective gear out to our workers. We even have it in some of our locations where truckers, you know, farmer can literally pull the truck up, honk the horn, and we'll come out and load the truck without any contact or interaction. So you have a very seamless experience. But, you know, first and foremost, FBN is an online technology and an online platform. And we always thought that was great for convenience and price transparency and being able to offer lower prices, but now it's turning out that people really appreciate it for health and hygiene, which we had never thought about you know, years ago. But it's been quite a couple weeks.
Yeah, it sure has, because the last time we visited was in San Antonio at Commodity Classic, and as we were talking off mic just a moment ago, my, how things have changed just since that time.
Yes, it really has changed quite dramatically since the Classic. You know, one big area where things have changed for the positive for growers has been in interest rates. And, you know, with the Fed and the Treasury lowering rates, that those rates, especially for farmland financing, are making their way through the system. FBN had launched our financing program for operating lines and land financing, input and equipment financing. This year, we saw about a 400% increase in applications for financing, especially on refinancing land, in the last few weeks compared to February, because of those lower rates. And because of our online model, we can offer much lower rates than many banks are willing to, even though they have access to the same capital and credit that we do through Farmer Mac. So there has just been a tremendous surge in interest right now in refinancing land. These are really historic, once-in-a-generation rates. The savings that a grower could lock in now, you know, obviously could last 30 years if you get onto a 30-year fixed note. So it is something for anyone who is in the middle of refinancing or looking at their operating line and the impact that financing costs has. This is a chance to shore up some costs if you're positioned to take advantage of it. So we would certainly advise growers to make sure they're going in, talking to their bankers, seeing if they can renegotiate. If they can't or they want to talk to us, give us a call because these are really kind of once-in-a-generation opportunities on that front.
Absolutely. And FBN, a network now of well over 10,000 farmers in the U.S. and Canada. Any offers for new members during these times, Charles?
Yeah, you know, it's easier for us than ever for a grower to become a new member, you know, with a minimum purchase of about $1,500 in chem and $500 in seed, you get a free membership. So effectively, you get your free membership, your membership for free if you purchase through one of these programs this month, and that's the best way we can make it. For our existing members, when they make a purchase, they get an additional membership year. Added on, so their membership's free as well.
Okay.
So we've grown really dramatically here. We're just shy of 11,000 farms.
Is that right? Well, if anybody's curious, they should visit www.fbm.com, or they can contact, if I'm correct, 844-200-FARM, F-A-R-M. That's 844-200-FARM. Any final thoughts you'd like to share, Charles?
Well, we know these are tough times, and you know we're working as hard as we can, adding capacity. We're hiring folks in our warehouses and our logistics. We're pushing product out to our hubs. We want to make sure no matter what's going on in the global system, that our farmers get their crop planted. I think that's the attitude of growers right now as well, and we want to do anything we can to support our members. And I just want everyone to think this is a moment now where everyone appreciates farmers in maybe a way they didn't before. When they come to a grocery store like we are, have in California the last few weeks, the shelves are cleared out. There's no food available locally. The meat racks are cleared out, and people are kind of wondering what's behind this whole system. And it's given me endless confidence to know the folks who are involved in our food production system. And I think the country is really looking to its farmers and ranchers in a way that maybe it never has before. So I hope that's something that comes out of this for the positive for agriculture as well.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your time, Charles. And I look forward to the time where you and I can talk in person again and actually shake each other's hands and feel good about it.
That's right. Likewise. I will welcome the chance to leave my house.
yeah. Okay. Well, again, thanks for your time, Charles, and thanks for sharing the message. We appreciate it, and we'll get the word out to our listeners. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Rusty.
Okay. We'll talk to you later. Yeah. Take care. That's what's happening in agriculture. I'm Rusty Halverson.
This has been the American Ag Network Week in Review. Thanks for listening. Join us again next week.